Today's podcast was sponsored by two of my books available on Amazon and Kindle, The Socratic Parent and The Heroic Adventures of Miles and Maria. The Socratic Parent teaches parents how to use one of the most effective parenting strategies that foster intrinsic motivation and stokes an inner dialogue for your child. It leads to less demands and yellings from parents and more self-determination for your child as they excel socially, academically, and emotionally. The Heroic Adventures of Miles and Maria is a beautifully illustrated series of 8 books for children ages 3 through 10. The stories follow the adventures of Miles and Maria as they use the life skills we teach in this podcast throughout their day. Please find my books on Amazon by searching for my name, Paul Sweeto. Welcome to the Student Life Skill Podcast, weekly lesson edition. At the beginning of each week, we provide you with a suggested life skill to use at home or at school. During the COVID-19 pandemic, our children's social and emotional health has never been more important. The life skills we encourage you to use are effective, they actually work, and they're efficient to learn, just taking minutes for children to comprehend and for parents and teachers to understand how to present the lesson. They're evidence-based and they're endorsed by professors at Northwestern University and the University of Chicago. I hope you find this podcast useful, and without further ado, welcome to the show. Hey, welcome everybody to week number 2 of Student Life Skill Podcasts, fall semester 2020. How did week number 1 go? Remember, we talked about in and out of your control and routines get things done in our last podcast. If you haven't heard that, please go back to week 1 and take a listen. This week, we're going to talk about 2 skills that I encourage you to work on with your student. Problem focus to solution focus is the first one. And the second skill we're going to talk about are what are my choices? I'll explain the skills to you. If you happen to have the Student Life Skill book or program, you could get the book on Amazon or the program on studentlifeskills.com. You could follow with me on pages 24, 25, 26, and 27. So the first skill we're going to talk about is problem focus to solution focus. And I really picked this early on in the semester for obvious reasons, because we know there's a lot of problems that are emerging during this semester. And I want the kids to recognize and become aware of the problems. That's great and healthy. But if they get stuck on it and start ruminating on it, they're going to have some real intense negative emotions. And, you know, we know that for sure there are going to be some problems, so that their awareness of them is probably quite healthy. But once they identify the problem and become aware of it, then I want them to shift over to solution focus. So what we tell the kids, and this is just right from the book, it's if you have a problem and that is all you think about and talk about, that is called being problem focused. Many people get stuck on their problem. They think about it over and over and feel bad about it for a long time. Instead, try to move toward a solution. Great transition to our next skill. And the next skill, starting on page 26 in the book, and again, we can use the podcast and talk about this verbally, which is, what are my choices? So that's what the skill is called. What are my choices? And the skill, what are my choices, is I call it like a cousin to the first skill we talked about, being solution focused. So when we talk about choices, I teach children 4 steps. The 4 steps are this. What is the problem? That's 1. Number 2, what are all of my choices? And I want the children to list good choices and bad choices, at least at this step. Number 3, pick a choice, right? Which would be making a decision. And we often phrase it, make a decision amongst imperfect choices, just to get the kids used to the sense and the fact that that's all they have are imperfect choices. And then step 4 is what happened and would I pick that choice again? So that's when you evaluate the kids, make a decision amongst these imperfect choices. Something happens, there's a result. And then they ask themselves, would I make that choice again? Now, when they're making the decision, they may use a skill that we're going to get to later in our podcast called predict the outcome. And that's something that we do as adults and children too. It's just automatic. Every time we make a decision amongst choices, we have predictable outcomes for all of those choices. And sometimes that happens within like a microsecond, right? We clearly have three choices. Two of them are so bad that it just obvious. The only choice that's good is just it reveals itself as the best one, and we pick that quickly. So the nice thing about the question when you ask children, what are my choices, is it takes them right into a solution-focused mindset, because you really won't focus on the problem as you're asking yourself, what are my choices? So you can use that verbiage with your children this week. Hey, let's move from problem focus to solution focus. And the way we get to solutions is we ask ourselves, what are my choices? So that'll conclude this week's lesson. And again, our skills are moving from problem to solution and what are my choices. I hope that you guys also find value in this in your own personal lives. And remember that children always learn from observing and modeling our behaviors and mindsets. And so you can talk about these skills as it pertains to you, which is a nice and gentle way to teach children. Another way to use these skills when you're teaching children is to ask them to become the expert. So you might say, oh, I've been thinking about this problem at work, or even let's say you're driving and you're in traffic and it's like, gosh, if I really consider all of the traffic and all I'm thinking about is how long it's taking us, is that problem or solution and what should I do? Or you could ask your child, like, what are my choices right now? Those are great ways to take our kids off the spotlight, put them in a position of a consultant or expert. It's a great way also, even within a Zoom class or in person, to talk to kids about, you know, how e-learning is going. What are the problems that you guys are facing? What are the solutions that you guys are coming up with? And have the group starting to be cohesive and supportive of each other and talk about what are your choices when you're e-learning and how to stay focused or how to get movement and take some breaks once in a while, how to stay connected with friends. All of those things can be discussed in the format of solution-focused, and what are my choices? I hope you guys have a great week. I'm wishing you the best in safety and health, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Please connect with us at studentlifeskills.com. And if you would like to reach us, send us an email at info@studentlifeskills.com with any questions or suggestions. And we would love it if you have a moment to please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. If you know any teachers, therapists, or parents who may benefit from our podcast, please spread the word. Wishing you an excellent week ahead, and thanks for listening.